Text 2. Interview with an environmental activist. First reading. Listen to this interview and answer questions 9 to 15.
I am the first voice you will hear. I am the interviewer.
I am the second voice you will hear. I am Frank Shepherd.
Good afternoon, listeners. Our special guest today is environmental activist Frank Shepherd. He has launched a powerful YouTube presentation about mitigating climate change on behalf of the Stand for Trees campaign. It is an apology to future generations who will be the ones affected by the harm that we have caused our planet, that has an incredibly profound and poignant message that we should all pay attention to. Welcome to the program, Frank. Can you explain the Stand for Trees campaign?
Well, it's a first of its kind campaign that uses social media and crowdfunding to enable everyone to take real and effective action to reduce deforestation and curb climate change. Individuals can purchase Stand for Trees certificates. These are high-quality verified carbon credits to help communities protect endangered forest and wildlife by supporting sustainable livelihoods. Stand for Trees is an amazing company that protects threatened forests by making them more valuable when they are alive than when they are dead. The campaign was designed to put the power to save forests in the hands of the people to whom the future matters the most, young people.
So, Frank, what was the inspiration to produce your YouTube presentation that sends a powerful message to the world about the role of forests on climate change?
Well, while researching climate change, I found some shocking information about its detrimental effects that truly inspired me to want to inform people about it. I just felt like I wanted to be a voice.
So what facts stood out and shocked you the most?
Firstly, I didn't know that deforestation contributed more to carbon dioxide emissions than all of the transportation sectors combined. Secondly, the relentless and rapid destruction of the trees is like 40 football fields of trees destroyed every 60 seconds. Those are shocking statistics to anybody.
What do you want people to know most about climate change, and what do you hope people will do with this information?
I want people to know that we are affecting the climate. And yes, the climate has been warmer at times in the past. Yes, there's been more carbon in the atmosphere, but since the Industrial Revolution, we have been pumping so much so fast that we can't really control what's going to happen. This is a huge issue. I want people to know and learn about environmental responsibility. I want people to change their relationship with the environment. I want people to realise we're not apart from nature. And most importantly, for all of us to really change our hearts and take action.
And what do you hope to achieve with your YouTube presentation?
I want it to spread awareness and to motivate people to get involved. I want it to make people actively take steps to stop the destruction of the forests.
It sounds like very important work. What can our listeners do about the issue themselves?
I want them to take action. In my presentation, I say, it is up to us to take care of our planet. It is the only one we have. To save nature is to save us. Because whatever you're fighting for, racism or poverty, feminism or any type of equality, it won't matter in the least. Because if we don't work together to save the environment, we will be equally extinct.
Thank you, Frank Shepherd, for taking the time to share your journey with all the global citizens out there. Protecting the environment is the single most compelling cause for our generation.
Text 2. Second reading.
Good afternoon, listeners. Our special guest today is environmental activist Frank Shepherd. He has launched a powerful YouTube presentation about mitigating climate change on behalf of the Stand for Trees campaign. It is an apology to future generations who will be the ones affected by the harm that we have caused our planet, that has an incredibly profound and poignant message that we should all pay attention to. Welcome to the program, Frank. Can you explain the Stand for Trees campaign?
Well, it's a first-of-its-kind campaign that uses social media and crowdfunding to enable everyone to take real and effective action to reduce deforestation and curb climate change. Individuals can purchase Stand for Trees certificates. These are high-quality verified carbon credits to help communities protect endangered forest and wildlife by supporting sustainable livelihoods. Stand for Trees is an amazing company that protects threatened forests by making them more valuable when they are alive than when they are dead. The campaign was designed to put the power to save forests in the hands of the people to whom the future matters the most, young people.
So, Frank, what was the inspiration to produce your YouTube presentation that sends a powerful message to the world about the role of forests on climate change?
Well, while researching climate change, I found some shocking information about its detrimental effects that truly inspired me to want to inform people about it. I just felt like I wanted to be a voice.
So what facts stood out and shocked you the most?
Firstly, I didn't know that deforestation contributed more to carbon dioxide emissions than all of the transportation sectors combined. Secondly, the relentless and rapid destruction of the trees is like 40 football fields of trees destroyed every 60 seconds. Those are shocking statistics to anybody.
What do you want people to know most about climate change? And what do you hope people will do with this information?
I want people to know that we are affecting the climate. And yes, the climate has been warmer at times in the past. Yes, there's been more carbon in the atmosphere. But since the Industrial Revolution, we have been pumping so much so fast that we can't really control what's going to happen. This is a huge issue. I want people to know and learn about environmental responsibility. I want people to change their relationship with the environment. I want people to realise we're not apart from nature. And most importantly, for all of us to really change our hearts and take action.
And what do you hope to achieve with your YouTube presentation?
I want it to spread awareness and to motivate people to get involved. I want it to make people actively take steps to stop the destruction of the forests.
It sounds like very important work. What can our listeners do about the issue themselves?
I want them to take action. In my presentation, I say, it is up to us to take care of our planet. It is the only one we have. To save nature is to save us. Because whatever you're fighting for, racism or poverty, feminism or any type of equality, it won't matter in the least. Because if we don't work together to save the environment, we will be equally extinct.
Thank you, Frank Shepherd, for taking the time to share your journey with all the global citizens out there. Protecting the environment is the single most compelling cause for our generation.
Now answer questions 9 to 15. This is the end of Section 1. Supervisors, please turn off the sound equipment.